Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you're not from Queensland, this podcast will be of no benefit to you. So just letting you know, as it's focused on tenancy law, updates and changes proposed. Overnight, I'm recording this on the 16th of November 2019, just before midnight. Don't ask me why, but it's another story. But it came to my attention the government had released information and substantial update regarding the proposed amendments. Now, as most know, which I won't get too far into, the Act has been under review for quite some time, and the major part of the review, excuse me, was September to December 2018. So fast forward to now, November 16th, and in the last 8 or 9 hours, I've printed out the 170 plus pages of the regulatory impact statement and consultation. So basically, we're at the point where it's further consultation. And the government have got a timeline where the next stage will lead to a bill to go to Parliament. Now, in short, the government have split up the changes in two stages. So we're currently talking about stage one. Now, members of Real Estate Excellence, I'm preparing a comprehensive member, as it happens, member update for you that will be emailed Monday, the 18th of November. I've also created a new folder at Member Online, which once you log in, you'll see as it's being uploaded at the moment, but you'll see it will say the RTRA Act review. And I've got detailed fact sheets plus quick fact sheets and some information there for you. So basically, the first stage is covering stage one, I should just be clearer, that the government have released is further consultation. About one, which is not a great surprise, but it's disappointing, the removal of without ground provision and adding additional grounds for owners to end a tenancy, plus additional grounds for tenants. Now, some of these grounds include domestic and family violence protections. There's also information about minimum housing standards, which has long been coming, and it also includes recommendation to increase the time frame for tenants to return an entry report to 7 days. So just remember, these are all proposed laws. Also, modifications to property. A lot of the theme of the review by government was making a house a home, and the focus on the tenant having a right to make a property a home. And also renting with pets, tenants' right to have pets, but there are some exclusions. There are some proposed abilities for tenants to pay a bond. Plus special conditions. So the devil's in the detail. Realestateexcellence.com.au, I've got a running blog there. And basically, once we see the proposed amendments, because at the moment, we've got a very detailed consultation statement that people can still have their say as far as part of the consultation. So, if you're a member of Real Estate Excellence, you know where to find us. We are working hard behind the scenes, as always, for you, particularly at this time. And we will find out more together. And basically, all upcoming training, of course, will provide information regarding the update. So, all upcoming training events at realestateexcellence.com.au. And basically, stage one is being released, so it's all starting to happen. So this is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. If you're interested in becoming a member of Real Estate Excellence, of course we'd love your business. Please contact us. You'll find the contact details at our website at realestateexcellence.com.au, and existing members, as always, thanks for your valued business. Bye for now.